How long do you think it's going to be before we see a full-length album from you guys?
I definitely can see us doing something like that maybe next year, maybe. I mean, because we've done 3 EPs already. So, I mean, we're getting there where it's like, it's about time, you know?
Trying not to give anything away, so sorry for being vague.
No, completely understand. Are you excited for what the future holds for this group?
Oh, definitely. We have a lot of really cool people behind us. We have Zach and Thomas at Bad Timing Records, and then we have Kyle Faisal as our manager, and Jason Parent booking for us, and just like an incredible team. It just kind of feels like we just got a really good thing going with all these people behind us that hope, and we got some things lined up for the end of the year. It doesn't seem like things could really flop. It seems like things can only go up.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully things can only go up.
Jinxed it.
Do you do acoustic music too? I thought I heard an acoustic guitar, one of your songs, if I wasn't mistaken.
Yeah, we try to have at least like one song in every release that's kind of just like bare. I've always really liked like acoustic music, like Dashboard Confessional and just things like that, or just like even just like acoustic songs that just bands will like put on a release. It's a very like emotional like way to portray an idea, and it's definitely something we try to do on every release.
Pretty much just comes stripped down to the guitar and the emotions.
It's much more personal. Like you get much more of a connection from acoustic music like that. You know, it's very. Like,
so do you all like to sing or write about relationships mostly when you say it's personal?
Not necessarily. I mean, relationships being what? Like a girlfriend? I mean, because I've written about family members and friends and, you know, friends that have come and gone.
Well, it could be that too. Could be parents. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, I definitely write a lot about people who just come and go about in our lives, really. That's like the main of what I write. I can't speak for this guy right here.
Yeah, just kind of whatever I'm feeling at the time. I used to write a lot about, like, the people around me. But more recently, I started more writing about myself. Just, like, as a means to try to, like, figure myself out. And just, like, what I want to do with myself and just, like, everything around me.
So it seems to me music is almost therapy, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I don't think you can find a songwriter who'd disagree with that. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
I was at the Vans Warped event in St. Petersburg on Friday, and they had a program there. It was getting kids interested in music to prevent suicide.
Yeah. I think that was there last year, too, I'm pretty sure it was. They had something similar to that.
They
yeah.
always have great things.
Is it Hope for the Day? Is that what it is?
I think it might be.
Okay.
Like yeah. And I really support that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because it is a way to express yourself. It's positive, and you're also sharing with other people. And I play music myself. There's one thing about playing music. A lot of us grow up and we play music in our bedroom.
Yeah.
But we're by our, you know, you're by yourself. Unless you play with somebody and you share and you collaborate, it's not really, I don't know, to me it's not music. It's just bedroom music.
There's a lot of catharsis in it where you just get all these people and they're all just kind of sharing this singular emotion that you're all just pushing out together. It's a relief to just kind of get that all out.
When you're not playing music at home, what do you guys do for fun?
Work odd jobs to support the dream.
It's not fun. That's it. I play a lot of fantasy football when time permits. And then, I don't know what. I just hang out with my like friend group a lot. We get pizza a lot. Breakfast food. There's a breakfast food like place right down the street from us where I like work at part of that franchise, so we'll go there and
you mean like eggs and waffles and
stuff? Well yeah, well you can get, you know, like sandwiches and stuff, but you know, I work there, so actually most of my friend group works there for some reason. So we always, you know, we go there and we get discounts and everyone just says hi to us and stuff. So that's how I spend my time.
I chill.
What does chill mean? Like just lay on the couch or watch TV?
You know, just whatever's going on that day. It depends on the weather. Maybe I'll go outside. Maybe I won't.
Well, up north, it snows all winter. So you probably just end up in the basement playing music, right?
Exactly. I'm just a huge dork and spend most of my time, like, playing Pokemon or just watching anime, just lame things. So, ooh, nice, nice.
Jason is a dork, too.
I have a Naruto headband tattoo on my leg.
Yes.
Why not on the head?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Great job.
Exactly. Do you have any more questions?
We can turn it off and just hang out.
I know, me personally, when I was younger, I was heavy into music. Now, I'm going to date myself here. I used to listen to a lot of Tupac Shakur when he first came out. I actually took and I wrote down all the lyrics to one of his songs, Dear Mama, and then I re-recorded it with me singing it, and I gave it to my mom for Mother's Day. Now, my mom smacked me in the face. Said it was the most disgusting thing she's ever heard because, one, she didn't understand the lyrics of the song, she heard one part of it. Is there any family members of yours that don't understand your music and criticize you for what you believe in and what you're pushing for?
I wouldn't say that. My mom specifically, I wouldn't say she, like, criticizes it. She just doesn't really get it. Like, she doesn't get what I want to do, you know? Like, she supports it, and she's like, oh, yeah, the music's great, but she doesn't get the whole idea of dropping a traditional path of going to college and, you know, deciding to jump in a van with four or five other guys and travel the country, you know?
My mom is definitely, like, just the most supportive person. She just, like, pretty much just... what I want to do is what she wants me to do, which is so great to have. So don't have any issues there.
You know, I think my parents are every day just, you know, learning more and more to kind of accept it. Even if they don't, you know, prefer that lifestyle for me, they're at least learning to know that that's kind of the person I am and what I want to do with my life.
My parents aren't really musicians, but I think it's similar to you. Like, they don't... just because they don't listen to the music doesn't mean they don't want me to, like, you know, chase it or whatever. Like, I'm only 17, and, you know, so they're cool enough to let me, you know, tour and stuff. And, you know, I still go to high school or whatever, so I, like, miss a tour sometimes, and we have a fill-in drummer and stuff. But I just think that, you know, that's cool that they support me because I'm so, you know, little, and there's not many 17-year-olds who get to do that. So I'm thankful for that they get to do that.
All right, I'm not going to lie, dude. If you're 17, I'm totally jealous because you have more of a man beard than I do. I'm 36. This is all I can grow, and this takes a month.
Oh, man. My goatee is very thick, so I feel that.